The processes that our school uses to monitor IEP fidelity are, we first and foremost have the learning support teacher on the front lines. They are the ones that see their student the most. They are in different classrooms with their students and with the teachers. If there's a concern, they are the ones that will probably see it first. They might bring that to me, and then I would address the fidelity that way. If we have concerns with the students making progress, we ask ourselves, are we following the IEP as we need to be? We do intervention checklists, which often start with, are we following the students' IEPs? Are we giving them extra time when needed? Are we putting them in a small group for testing? Are we eliminating an answer choice? So we have our own checklist to make sure that we're following those. We also have what we call student support meetings, which means our director of special ed, the principal, and our school psychologist get together, and our students that have IEPs are discussed, and we make sure that they're making that progress. And if they're not, then we ourselves put in place things with the teachers, or we follow up the next month to see if any changes need to be made, or we need to have a team meeting and see where we're going. So there's lots of different ways that we monitor the fidelity of the IEP. But again, it goes back to that team effort, and everybody plays their part, and we all have to be held accountable for that. There are multiple ways that teachers could improve their fidelity of following the IEPs. I've had the learning support teacher sit down with the regular ed teacher and explain some things that they can do, show them how to make accommodations on the tests or on the worksheets or whatever it is. I've also had learning support teachers give them some tips and strategies on how to know when to do those things. I've sat down with them. I've also had some teachers observe other teachers who do a really good job with that. So if it's something behavioral or classroom management, if it's like a student with emotional support, how to monitor those de-escalation techniques and observe those so that they can start using those. So we do a couple different things. I've given some books to teachers for them to read specifically if it's something that they're really struggling with to kind of do their own professional learning. We'll talk about that book together, so maybe like a book study. So there are lots of different ways. I've even had a teacher go to a training with something that was concerning, and I went with that teacher. I try to do it as a team with them, and if I can't do it as a team, I often try to bring in a colleague so that they can also be part of a team, because I think we learn from each other, and it's a little less threatening that way if it's a team effort.